My name is Joanna. I'm so glad that I was interviewing one of students who is receiving scholarship at SFU. Her name is Natalie Gan. We talk about the issue of tuition fees being higher and higher. Hope you guys enjoy it.
My name is Natalie. I am a fourth year student up at SFU. I'm doing a double major in dance and international studies. Just in terms of paying for this fall, I realized that I'm actually paying more for this semester than I ever have. And I have a feeling it has, not only has the tuition fees been hiked as they have, as has been a consistent trend in the last 10 years, but also that I think a lot of the kind of the all the small school fees are also being hiked, whether or not we know it. So I think in the accumulation of all those, of every single fee being raised, means that really I'm looking at more than $3,000 for this semester, which is a bit of a shocker. Also, it makes it difficult because doing a double major, I was getting open scholarships for the last couple years, and those are based on GPA, and so they help you out if you've got good academic standing, and they take those open scholarships are the value of it is dependent on how many credits you're taking, but after a certain number of credits, they no longer offer that open scholarship, which means that not only is this semester the most expensive semester I've ever experienced, but I'm also going to be going into it with acknowledging that I cannot expect any awards or scholarships, at least ones that I'm usually used to getting. So that makes for kind of a scary scenario. It's going to be definitely a couple of hard times this semester, which is why I've always, in terms of throughout my entire school career, I've always done a part-time job. And I know a lot of students who do full-time jobs alongside almost full-time school, which is really, it takes a toll on you. It's really amazing what students do to get through their academic career. It's really astounding, and it's actually really unfortunate, because I think having to juggle so much on your plate really hampers your ability to get the most out of your schooling, out of your education, and so much of it is a recurring attitude among students seems to be, oh, I'm just going to try to get through this. It's kind of just, it's about survival, as opposed to really, really just discovering what it is that you want to do in life, discovering what information is out there, just really the value of education. What's funny is, because I'm in the arts, it is quite many time I'll tell people, oh, I'm doing a double major in dance and international studies, and the first question will be, what are you going to do with that, and are you guaranteed a job at all once you graduate? And the answer is, of course, no. And I think that is the case with a lot of students, especially in the arts nowadays, where, you know, we do have the option of going to school, we do have that luxury, we do have we're that fortunate to be able to go to school and just to study something that intrigues us, that interests us, without the security that there is a job waiting for us at the end. And so for me, I've just kind of decided that that's not my first and foremost concern. I can go job seeking later, but really what the value of education for me is about opening my eyes to what the world has to offer and what is going on in the world, especially because I'm taking international studies. And I was taking this brilliant course last semester. Sociology 396. It was one of those courses that there's a different geographical focus every semester, so depending on what the professor wants to focus on. And basically it was about global political theory, and it was taught by Allison Ayers. I've rarely come across a course that I've learned and changed so much as a human being. And I just thought this information I could not go without. But you know, it's funny, after the course was over, I thought, what am I going to do with this information? You know, now I can rant about a lot of things, but when will I be able to put that information, transfer that pen to paper? When will someone in my lifetime pay me for that information? Chances are never. Right. Well, not in a monetary sense. And what to me is strange is that a lot in our society is based on value is measured by by money, really. Value is measured by money. So when I think about the value of education, I think about us surpassing all those. Who's going to get a job? When are you going to get a job? And how much is it going to pay you? And instead, I think it's about creating human beings that are competent, capable, are self-driven, are critical thinkers, and well-rounded. And are able to, you know, read, write, and speak the works. And so that way, I think that's how post-secondary has become. It's really about just harnessing skills and passions. And then when you go out into the world, then you go and you know, there's a lot more responsibility on our part to go and seek out where we might find a job.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think school does that anymore for us.
How do you think the value of education?
I think what's funny is nowadays I don't think that's an option, which is why everybody goes to school, whether or not you can afford it, whether or not you want to, whether or not you know what you're studying. Everyone goes to school because it is a prerequisite for this so-called well-paying job that we're all hoping to get.
You mentioned you had a part-time job, and then how do you manage for that, the budget?
I'm very, very fortunate because I live at home, and that makes it so that the money that I make can go towards tuition, can go towards school fees, can go towards eating, as opposed to rent, and also it can go to all the extra classes that I take on the side for dance training, because that is very, very expensive in this city. So in terms of budgeting all of that, fortunately, I don't have to worry about rent. So really, it is about, it's as the student stereotype is, you eat as cheap and little as possible. And then you just load up on the coffee. That's essentially how it goes. And I've always been a very, very good saver, a very good saver of money. I don't, other than my soy chai latte, my fair trade soy chai latte. That's pretty much all I spend money on, really. I'm fortunate to work at a restaurant because that takes care of some food. I'm fortunate to live at home because that also takes care of bills here and there. So I think I sit in a very privileged position to be able to work part-time and know that some of that money can go towards whatever I need it to go to.
How do you usually pay for your tuition fee?
For me, it always tended to be credit or debit. The fact that tuition fees can no longer be paid via credit card, I think, makes it very, very difficult for students. The notion of credit is something I think that's very important for students. You don't always have that much money available all at once. And credit just allows you to take care of something and then just keep working at the same time so that you can, you know, you may not have that money right now, but you will have it later. And I think that is a situation that students find themselves in constantly, the fact that you've got bills to pay, you've got debts here and there, you've got people you owe money to, but you're working at a job, and you know money's coming. Money is always, it will be coming, but you probably don't have $3,000 to hand somebody immediately. So I think it makes it, it probably is a very, very challenging scenario for a lot of students. In terms of not being able to pay by credit card, I think it's very inconveniencing, and it's probably going to make students' lives a fair bit more challenging.
How do you think students can success without degree?
It's very counterproductive, considering schools are supposed to exist for students, and student services are really supposed to be what money is going towards. I think it's a misplacement of value. Again, that notion of value comes up, and value and priorities. I think what is the priority for a university institution? And I don't think it's to rack up revenue and cut costs so that you can have maximum profit. I think it should, and I imagine that all students agree with me, that it really should be a lot more about creating a supportive and nurturing learning environment where all the services that students need are accessible, and where it is acknowledged that students are going to find themselves in a lot of tough financial situations, and that there be as many different ways to support students through that as possible. So I think it's really unfortunate to hear that.